Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Hey, we're holding a Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph, and the first Mishnah discusses the status of Kusim, Lagabe, different Nedarim that a person might make. So before we go into the Pratim, the first thing is that we see in the Mishnah is that there was something about Kutim that they weren't into being Aliyah Lerega. That mi'olei Yerushalayim also be Yisrael umotar b'kusim, because the kusim are not olim liYerushalayim. So what? Who are these kusim? So to have a little bit of historical background, so we meet these kusim in two places in Tanakh. First of all, in Melachim Beis, Perak Yud Zayin, and then later on in the times of Ezra in Perak Dalet. So in Melachim Beis, Perak Yud Zayin. So it speaks about the Shalmaneser Melach Ashur. So he was goyle the Aseres Hashvatim. And it says that in the place of Shomron, which was where the Melech Yisrael lived, so he brought in new nations to take over the city, and one of those nations that he brought in was from the place called Kusa. So I'll shame those people. That's why these people were called Kusim. I'll shame the place that they came from. So what happened? What happened was that these people from Kusa. So they started having tzaras. That it says the lions started attacking them, and it was killing people from them. So the sarim, the yoyatsim of Shalmaneser, so they told him that, you know, these people that you brought, they're having tzaras. So he said, you know why they're having tzaras? It's probably because they don't know how to serve the god of the land. So what did he do? So he took some of these kahanim that used to live in Shomron, that he had already put back in Ashur, and he brought them back from Ashur, and he said, I want you to teach these kusim what exactly you were doing until now, because they don't know how to serve God, so that's why they're having these tzaras. So it says that they taught them how to serve Hashem, but these people, they started being Ovad Hashem as well, but they didn't leave their Ovad Zar. And Kanira, that was enough. The emes is the Rashi in Melachim Beis over there, so he says that why was it that Hashem Bemis gave this punishment to the Kusim? It says because they were Bemis worse than everybody else, even though the entire Eretz Yisrael was Ovid Avodah Zarah, but at least everybody else was Ovid B'Shituf, and the Kusim, Afilu B'Shituf, they didn't know, they weren't Ovid Hashem, they were only Ovid the Avodah Zarah. Akobanim, so that's what happened over there, because of this story, so it says that they started being Avid Hashem, and that at the end of the parak it says that Hashem was Kares Bris with these Kusim. So it's mashma from that they had some kind of Gerus. And like everybody knows, there's a machlokes in Chazal if that Gerus had validity or not. Okay, that's the story in Melachim Beis. And so what's important to note from that story is that their entire idea of Yiddishkeit was from the Koyein of Yisrael. And everybody knows that the Malchus Yisrael wasn't the biggest tzaddikim, and in fact, they themselves weren't Eidl Regal, that they had their own Beis HaMikdash from Yeravim Ben Nevat. Okay, now let's skip now to the story in Ezra. In Ezra, Perek Dalid, so when Ezra wants to build a Beis HaMikdash, so it says that it caused these kusim tzarei Yehuda, the people who make tzareis to Yehuda. So it says that these kusim, so they said, you know, I heard that you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, and you know we're all friends. We both want to serve Hashem. It's mashma from the pesukim that they had already done shuva by this point, and they were only serving Hashem and not being avid avodah zarah. And so he said, we want to help you with building the Beis HaMikdash. So Ezra says, nothing doing. That I'm not interested in your help, that we're going to build a bit of the Beis HaMikdash by ourselves. So what was their response? So they were very insulted. And it says that they made them tzaras, and from then on, they made that they were speaking to the Melech, to Melech Koresh, that they should make them tzaras, and they shouldn't be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it says that later on in history as well, V'machus achashverosh betchilas malchusai kosfu sitna al yoshve Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. In other svarim, so there's more details about this story. It says in Megillas Tainis, it says that in times of Alexander Mokdon, that they asked Alexander to be machriv the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a nace that it wasn't also biyodom, and it says that from this story that they wanted to be mishtatef in the Binyan Yerushalayim, and they were denied. So they made a macha, and they decided that they're going to make their own Beis HaMikdash. And that was in Josephus. So it's brought down that in the times of Alexander, so they made their own Mikdash in Har Gerizim, and it stood for 200 years until in the times of the Chashmonaim, that the Chashmonaim were machriv the Mikdash of the Kusim. So that's the story here, that the Kusim, that they didn't like Yerushalayim, and that's why they made their own Beis HaMikdash in Har Gerizim. By the way, so what's special about Har Gerizim? And the MS is that it says in other sources that the Kusim, they didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. And in fact, not only did they not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't believe in any of the Nevi'im. They only believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. So everybody knows that it doesn't talk about Yerushalayim in the Chumash. That in the Chumash, it only speaks about Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. That it was only the Nevi'im that gave over to Klal Yisrael the Dvar Hashem, that Hashem wants to be Mashur Shechina. So in Yerushalayim, and that's why, if you look in Chumash, what's the only place that we find that Hashem is really interested in? So the only place that he speaks about is that it's Har Gerizim, is the Har of the Bracha. So that's why they thought that Har Gerizim is a Mokom HaKodesh, and they weren't Goris, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Now, when the Rambam brings down this Mishnah, brings down this Halacha, so he writes that the reason why his Mutar B'Kusim is, Lo Niskavin Ela L'Misha Mitzvah Olav La'Alavis Yerushalayim. So the other Mefarshim ask on the Rambam, so that in the Gemara is mashma that avada that the mitzvah like everybody else. If you assume that they're gerei emes, so avada the mitzvah. So what does the Rambam mean that the mitzvah all of that is not mitzvah all of lalos? So bepashtus, you could say that the Rambam is not using the mashmais of mitzvah in the same mashmais as the Gemara. That the Gemara is speaking about if it's mitzvah mitzadik hashem baruch hu. And the Rambam means to say very simply that mitzvah all of that he considers it a mitzvah on himself. However, there's an interesting teretz from the Kinui and the Darim that he says that Aliba de Emes, they're pater. Why are they pater? Because there's halach in Karbonos that Mikem lohitzi es amomer, that a mumer is, Ibem is not allowed to bring a carbon. So because the Kusim have a halacha of mumarim, because they're not mamin b'tarash v'alpeh, so they have the halacha of amin, and therefore the carbon is possible. So if the carbon is possible, then it's silly to say that they're mechuyiv to be oil regal. Because the whole purpose of Alila Regal is to bring the carbon Riyah, and the carbon is going to be possible. So that's why it comes out from their minos, they actually get a ptor from the mitzvah of Alila Regal. Okay, now let's speak about the other Mishnah, the other Nekuda of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah speaks about Hanoidim Eichle Shum. So over here, the emphasis is that there's a big bilbo here, because the emphasis is Meforish in the Gemara, that the correct Gersa is that Hanoidim Eichle Shum Osr Bisov Osr Bekusim. It says that the Trei Bava Rishoni is speaking about that Metzuvim Va'isim, and therefore it's Meforish in the Gemara that it would seem that in fact the Kusim are Orchle Shum, and therefore a person who's Noidim Orchle Shum is also Bekusim. However, the emphasis is that this is very, very shver. It starts already in the Beis Yosef, that the Beis Yosef in Simon Reishud Zion, so he writes as follows, Yes Nishchois Shagorsim Gabi Orchle Shum Mutter Bekusim. V'chein iker, the mashma vade the kusim loy have oichle shum be'erev Shabbos shehu takanas Ezra. So the Beis Yosef says that the emes is the correct girsa in the Mishnah is in fact to say that it's mutar b'kusim because it makes no sense to say that the kusim were oichle shum. Why? So it's not so clear. It sounds from the Beis Yosef that the mere fact that it's takanas Ezra, it's a reason to say that they didn't do it, which isn't moven. But we'll see very soon what that means. So there's a makor for this girsa of the Beis Yosef as well in the Hagoyes Hagra, in the Tosefta, that in the girsa is Hagra and the Tosefta. So his girsa in the Mishnah is that Hanoidim Erech Lashum Mutar Bekusim Rebbe Yehuda Oiser Bekusim. So we see that there are makoros to say Andrish in the Mishnah that even though it's really Tzarechi and Gadol that the Gemara is Meforish Vakeret. Now, to understand that why should they not be Orchle Shum, so in the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos, so he brings from a very interesting Sefer. The Sefer is called Karmei Shoimroin. So Shoimroin, that we said that's the place where the Kusim used to live. And in fact, the Kusim, they have another name. They're also called Shomronim. I'll shame their town. So the Sefer called Karmei Shoimroin It was that it can be found in Eitzar HaChachma. It was written by an interesting person. He clearly was a historian, but it says in the Hakdama there that he was a Tan Chacham as well, that he was Mechaber Svarim. And so he writes a lot of things about the history of these kusim. So in the Kamei Shamran, so he says that he brings a letter, in fact, that somebody asked one of the Kohanim of the kusim that how they keep Shabbos. So he says, we keep Shabbos the way you're supposed to. That first of all, that we don't travel. It says lo yotze ish mim koymai, and also it says that you're not supposed to light a fire. And also there's an isur tashmi shemito. Then also we're not misham shemito sam b'Shabbos. That's how we keep Shabbos. So that he writes over there that it's very similar to the way that the Karaim used to keep Shabbos. So it's not clear why the word misham shemito sam b'Shabbos. So the Tiferes Yisrael. So he says that maybe they understood that it's loisav arueish. But from this letter that the Kamei Shomron says, it's clear that it's not the same thing. It's clear in the Kamei Shomron that first of all we don't make fire, and second of all there's an issur tashmi shmita. He writes an interesting idea in the footnote there. He offers his own interpretation of why he felt that such a thing was aser, and that is because it says the lashon kedusha b'Shabbos, that it says zochar as yom haShabbos lekadshoi, and it says by Har Sinai, it says v'kidash tom hayom u'machar, and it says the part of the kedusha of before Har Sinai was al tikshu with Elisha, that not being with a person's wife. So it could be that from that they understood that part of the kedusha of Shabbos is to have an iser tashmi shamita. Now clearly the underlying theme behind this idea is really a philosophical idea of how to look at tashmi shamita. Everybody knows that the Rambam brings from Aristotle that choish hamishush cherpa hilanu, it's not something discovered, not something kadosh. Whereas the Ramban, that he brings in the Karas HaKadosh all the kedusha that can be attained through tashmi shamita, and the emes is that this is the accepted opinion in the world of Hasidus and Kabbalah, that the idea of tikkun hachomer. And which is why Tashmi Shamita is something which can in fact bring kedusha. So now with that hakdama, with the knowledge that the kusim actually were not mishamish mitaseh and b'Shabbos, so obviously they were not oichli shum, because hey, the whole tachlis of Takanas Ezra of achidah shum is lahaber zera because of einas tamin chachamim, which is b'leil Shabbos. So obviously, if they're not going to be mishamish mitaseh, so obviously they're not oichli shum, which is raya brua to the girsa of the goyin and the beis esiv, that a person who's noidami oichli shum is going to be mutter bekusim. Moreover, it's mistaber that the whole takana of Ezra of achidah shum was not really done for because he was so makbid on the zera, but rather it was mistaber that he made this entire takana as a macha against the kusim, because we saw already before that Ezra is calling the kusim the tzarei Yehuda, that they caused them lots of tzaras, and it's mistaber that he wanted to make a clear differentiation between the klal Yisrael and the kusim, and that's why he made this takana to say that the Jewish people are called the oichlei shum. And that's be'emes what we see in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is calling the Jewish people oichlei shum. That's something that we'll speak about in a minute. That it's mashma that it's something that they would call themselves specially because of this thing that they do. That if you understand that there's nothing special about kusim, there's just another one of the things we do on Shabbos, so why would a person say that when he's referring to a yid, why would he say that, you know what we do, we're oichlei shum? Why doesn't he say that we put on tefillin? Why doesn't he say something else? Obviously, there's something more than the ikar halacha here, but rather this is something which was existent in the national feeling that what part of what we consider ourselves Jewish is that we consider ourselves oichlei shum. So with that, we finish our discussion about the kusim. I forgot to mention that the kusim are still around. That I understand there's about 700 families of kusim around. Most of them are in Shechem, which is right next to what's Har Gerizim. And there's also in a place called Cholon, they have some families. And I understand that every year they bring a Karban Pesach on Har Gerizim. It's not exactly they have a different calendar than us, so it's not the same time as our Pesach. But the mice, they do it, and they get interviewed on TV, and it's a hell to do. So now, what's interesting is that this Mishnah of Oichlei Shum, so the Rambam, so he doesn't bring it down. He skips this part of the Mishnah. And the Tosfos Yontem, so he's tamei on the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam bring down this part of the Mishnah? So the Emes is that the Rashash, so he's Miyashiv, that he didn't just forget our Mishnah. He forgot the entire concept of Takanas Ezra. He forgot to bring down. And the in the Chidushi Mehariach and the Mishnayos, so he's medayik in the Perush and Mishnayos later on in Perak Ches Mishnah Vav, that the Rambam writes that Hayom min Hagom lechol Hashum b'leile Shabbosos b'tchilas halayla lefi shahayom mesayya lehem al hatashmish lefi ma'acholam. So you see clearly in the Rambam that he was discussing this concept of Takanas Ezra as an archaic thing that doesn't exist anymore. That it was their minog, and he also says that because based on the food that they ate, so it was mahani latashmish. It's mashma that the Rambam understands that bismanoi, that this thing that shum has anything to do with being marbezera does not apply, and therefore batal atam, batal aminik. That as far as I understand, that the same is true today, that that the doctors don't see a connection between the shum and being marbezera. Now, who disagrees with the Rambam? So the answer is that the Gra Mivilna disagrees with the Rambam. The Gra says in Maaser Rav, Simen Kuf Chav Dalid, so he writes, Mitakonas Ezra, Lechol Shum B'Lel Shabbos, Bein Nosoi, Bein She'eno Nosoi, V'Hashum Yeh Mavushal. So he writes that it should be Mavushal, that's from the Sefer Chasidim, because it says that Ra Shum is Mevatla Mesotayva, so it's not Kedai. But he clearly brings this halacha of Takanas Ezra as a minig which is mechayev everybody. So what's interesting is that he writes that it's a filu mi she'enu nasei. He says that the filu, if it's somebody who doesn't have a wife, then it doesn't pass by him the whole concept of being marba zera. So why is that? Why does the Rambam say that it's a filu b'mi she'enu nasei? So that's mavur early on in the Maaser Rav. That in the Tosfos Maaser Rav, in Siman Tzadik Hei, so he's speaking about a different halacha, and that is the halacha of Giloy. So the Gaon writes over there, the Maaser Rav writes over there, that Osir b'Giloy, af al pi she'ein nechoshim metzuyim beinenu. That even though the whole Isser of Giloy, if you have that some kind of drinks which were left uncovered, so the reason why Chazal asked her to drink it is because they were scared that a snake would leave its poison in the drink. So it says the Goyin that even though we don't have snakes, but nevertheless there's an Isser Gilei, and it continues. Hu haya oimer kol ma she'asru Chazal oy tiknu eiza takana mipnei eiza tam af shebal tam hagol ilanu takanosan ve'isuram bimkoy may oimid ki heim lo gilu ela echad mikama tamim hakamusim mimahim. So the Gaon's Shita is that whenever you have a takana which is based on a reason, so even though the reason does not apply, but nevertheless the takana applies, and therefore, with regards to shum, that even though the mitzvah of achilas shum, the reason for the takana was given because it's marba zera, but that's only one of the reasons. But even if that reason does not apply, because a person is not married, or bisman hazeh, if the Rambam thinks that it doesn't help, so nevertheless, according to the Goyin, so the takana still remains because it could be that there's other reasons. That in the side, there's a new printing of the Maaser Rav in Bordeaux color. So they bring over there on the side that the Talmid HaGoyin, Rabbi Naftali Hertz Halevi, who is the one who put together the Siddur HaGra, Nigla V'Nister, so he wants to bring a raya to the Gra from our Mishnah. Because it says that also be Israel. And it doesn't say that it's only usur for a person who's married. So it's mashma in the Mishnah, says Rabbi Naftali Hertz, that afilu misha en anasai has a mitzvah of takanas Ezra. But lanias daiti it's a tois. Because according to Rabbi Naftali Hertz, so it will come out that you're only usur by men, by women, that obviously they have no concept of takanas Ezra, that you should be usur. And the Pashta Mishnah is that usur be Israel. It's mashma that you're usur by any Jew, a feelable woman. The same is true when, by the Mishnah later, when a person says that Hanoider min Hamulim, a person who has a bris milah, so the Taz writes in Reshut Zayin, Sifkat Lamed Zayin, that when a person says Mulim, that's a way of referring to the Ummah HaYisraelis, says the Taz. So the same thing is Mashma over here, that when a person is speaking about an Oichle Shum, so he's speaking about the Ummah HaYisraelis, it's irrelevant if a person is actually eating it or not, and therefore he's asur afilu binashim. Then why is the Ummah Yisraelis referred to as Oichle Shum? So very simple, like we explained before, because that's what Ezra was mentaking in order to differentiate between Klal Yisrael and the Kusim. It's brought over there, in that Sefer Maaserav from a Sefer called Ma'alos HaSulam, that once the Talmidei HaGoyin were walking with a Goyin, they were in a certain place for Shabbos, and he asked the Goyin if they prepared Shum. And so the Talmidim were astounded that how could we eat Shum? Our wives aren't with us. So the Goyin said that Vas, and according to you, so Lo Yia Mila Bishmini. So they all looked at each other, that they didn't know what he was talking about. What's Mila Bishmini have to do with the fact that they're not eating Shum? So the Chayodim was one of the Talmidim who was there, and he said that I'll say Pshat of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe means that it says in the Medrash that Mipnei Ma Nemar Mila Bishmini, that Shelo Yu Kulam Smechim V'Avi V'Ima Yatzuvim. That why is the mitzvah of Mili on the Shmini? And the Shmini, because there's a din of Tumas Leda, so that after a woman gives birth, she's Tumeya, she's not allowed to be with her husband. So it doesn't make sense that in the time of Simcha, of the Bris Mila, that everybody else is happy, but Dafka, the husband and wife, they're Aser, and therefore they aren't able to share their happiness with each other. So that's why the Torah waits for 7 days in order that they should be able to be together. So now, Bizman Hazeh, so the minig is that we're chishish by every dam that is ziva, and therefore there's shivan akiyim, and therefore there's no such thing bizman hazeh as a mila that the husband and wife are mutter together. So that's what the Goyin meant, that if you take the reason of Chazal literally, then you're going to come out with maskanas which are not true, because aliba de emes, even though the reason that the Medrash says for Mila Bishmini is that the husband and the wife should be able to be mutter to each other, but the Maisa, there's lots of other reasons why there's a Mila Bishmini. I feel that if that reason doesn't apply, so other reasons do apply. And it says that the Goyin was very happy that the Chayadam understood what he was talking about. Okay, so now we have the Mishnah of She'eni Nene Lezera Avram. So the Mishnah tells us that what's the halacha? Osur b'Yisrael u'mutar b'ovdei kechovim. So the Maisa, that there is no non-Jew in the world that's considered Zera Avram. So, in fact, the Gemara, Vahika Yishmaya, that lo, kibi Yitzchok yikara l'chazera, that the Pasuk says that Yitzchok is called the Zera Avram, Yishmael is not considered the Zera Avram. Vahika Esav, be Yitzchok, v'lo kol Yitzchok. So, from the Mashmais of the word be Yitzchok, it's Mashma that part of Yitzchok is considered the Zera Avram, but not the entire Yitzchok is considered Zera Avram. The Maisa, when the Rambam brings this halacha down, so he adds a Tosefos. He says that, and also there's another Pasuk, that it says that Yitzchok tells Yaakov, V'yitin lecha as Birkas Avram. So the Lech Mishnah over there, so he's Masbir, that the reason why the Rambam adds this other Pasuk is because from the Pasuk of Yitzchok, it doesn't say which one. Maybe it was really Esav. So from the fact that it says, V'yitin lecha as Birkas Avram, so from that we see that he meant Yaakov and he didn't mean Esav. But the Maisa, in the Chidush Eriz Halevi Al HaTorah, in Parsha Toldos, so he's mazbir that it's much deeper than that. That the emes is that Hashem had promised Avram that part of Yitzchak is going to be considered his zera and not the entire Yitzchak. And the emes is that he knew this. And the entire milchama between Yaakov and Esav for their entire lives was about being Mekayim, this nevuah, that who is going to be the B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. And says the Biskarov, says the B'Shem Reb Chaim, that only at this moment, that when Yitzchak actually says V'yitin l'cha es birkas Avram, only at that moment did it was actually Niskayim, was actually Nisbar, that the B'Yitzchak V'lo K'Yitzchak was going to be Niskayim by Yaakov and not by Esav. So Emma says that it's a beautiful thing, because anybody who reads Parshas Toldos, so at the beginning of the Parsha, so it speaks about the whole story about the brachas of V'yitin l'cha, and then at the end of the Parsha, so he says, V'yitin l'cha es birkas Avram. So it's not moving. What's he adding? He already gave him all the brachas that he could think of. So what's this birkas Avram? So Lefi Reb Chaim, it's miyushav heitiv, that l'maisa, one thing was a brachas of having ruchnius and gashmius, but it doesn't say that you're going to be the mamshich darko of Klal Yisrael. And that was the concept of birkas Avram, that he's considered the Zera Avram and not Esav. Now, so the Mishnah speaks about what the person is said who wants to take a neder from Zera Avram. The Mishnah doesn't speak about what if a person takes a neder from Zera Yitzchak. So what's the halacha if a person is neder from Zera Yitzchak? Or in other words, that what do we mean when we say that Esav is not considered Zera Avram? Do we mean that it's only not considered Zera Avram? Or do we mean that it's also not considered Zera Yitzchak? So the emphasis is that it's a suffix in the Magen Avram. It really starts before the Magen Avram, that in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph, so the Machaber, so he says over there that the correct girsa in the Zichronos in Rosh Hashanah is to say as follows: to say Va'akedas Yitzchok L'Zaroi Hayoim Berachamim Tizkor, that we ask Hashem that the Akedas Yitzchok he should remember to his Zera, meaning that the Zera of Yitzchok. And he says that, and anybody who wants to add to the Nosach and say L'Zaro Shel Yaakov, in most of our Machzorim, so it puts this in parentheses, that says the Mechaber, that's a mistake, that's a mistake, and he's Mishanim Yimad Be'o. Shatav HaChacham. So the Makor of the Mechaber is from a Tshuva and Rivosh, in Siman Lamed Ches, that somebody asked the Rivosh about this Girso, and the Rivosh said that it's an incorrect Girso, that the correct way to say is Lazaro Hayom and not Lazaro Shayakov, because just like the Gemara says that Esav is not considered Zara Avram, so too he's not considered Zara Yitzchak. So the Rivash goes on, and what's so bad that you're right, Beseder. So we'll say that Esav is not considered Zara Yitzchak, but what can you lose? So the Rivash says there are two reasons. So first of all, because the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun that Mibrikosav Shal Adam Nikar Im Hutam Chacham, that it's a good idea to make a chiddush in that in the Nusach HaBrachos, and therefore by saying that I know that this halacha that Esav is not considered Zer Yitzchak, so he's showing that he's a chacham. And second of all, b'pnei kvodei shel Yitzchak, that a person would say b'lezar shel Yaakov, it's mashma that Yitzchak is not enough of a reason, but rather we also have to come on to the schos of Yaakov. That it could be that what he means is that it's really more simple than that. That when we're asking that Hashem should remember Akedas Yitzchak, so obviously why should Hashem remember it for us? Obviously because they wear his zera. That it doesn't make sense to say that you should remember the schus of Reuven for Shimon. That the whole reason why we have the schus to Taina, that we should get the schus of Akedas Yitzchak, is because we're his zera. And it's not because of Yaakov. So the Magen Avraham says that why did the Rivash bring this other gear? So what was the makar of this other gear? So the Magen Avraham says, because that means the Gemara doesn't say that Esav is not considered the Zera of Yitzchak. It only says that he's not the Zera of Avram, but maybe be'emes that he is the Zera of Yitzchak. So that's the machlekes between the Rivash and the Magen Avraham, that the Rivash says that just like he's not the Zera of Avram, so too he's not the Zera of Yitzchak, and the Magen Avraham says that he could be that he is the Zera of Yitzchak. Maisa, the Zera is Lekan Lekan. That there's an interesting pasuk in Parshas Vayetze that Hashem says to Yaakov that Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha Velokei Yitzchak. So the Meshech Chachma over there says that why does it say Velokei Yitzchak, and why doesn't it say Velokei Yitzchak Avicha? So it says because Avram is your father, and he's not Esav's father, but by Yitzchak, so it doesn't make sense to say Avicha, because he's not only your father, he's also Esav's father. So the Meshech Chachma brings this as a raya to the Shittas of Magen Avraham. There's a Gemara in Seita Daf Yud Gimel that in Seita Daf Yud Gimel it says that Esav, so his Baba Taina, that he has a Yerusha in Maras HaMachpelah. So they told him that he already bought your Chelek, but it's Mashma in the Gemara that he be'emes had that ilulei, the fact that he sold it, but he would have had a Yerusha from Yitzchak, which would imply that he is the Zera of Yitzchak. Now, I want to know, what is the Shaila here? What investigate the Machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Rivash, if Esav is considered the Zera Yitzchak, or in other words, that when Hashem is kores Esav from being the Zera Avram, was that in fact an automatic krisus from being Zera Yitzchak as well? So I think the question is, that what does it mean? When we're saying that Esav is not the Zera Avram, what does that mean? That one way we could understand is that just like it says that an Eved, so his Zera is not Misyachis Acharov, so what does that mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean that biologically that he's not Misyachis Acharov. Obviously, it's the Zera of the Eved. It's nobody else. What does it mean? It means that there's no such musug as a family by an Eved. That to be Misyachis Acharov, you have to be considered a father and a son. You have to have a family structure. And because an Eved doesn't have a family structure, so that's why his Zera is not Misyachis Acharov. So that's one way you can understand. When we say that Esav is not the Zera of Avram, what it means is that it's not considered part of his family. What's the other way we can understand? We can understand that it doesn't mean on a family level, but rather on a national level. What's it mean on a national level? That it's not considered part of Klai Yisrael. What's it mean to be considered part of Klai Yisrael? I think to bring this out, There's an interesting medrash. The in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Ayin Vav, Siman Dalet. So it says that when Yaakov was mispadal, he says Hashem Elokei Avi Avram Elokei Avi Yitzchok. So the medrash wants to know that how can you daven that Hashem should help you because Elokei Avi Avram Elokei Yitzchok that the Esav Loi. That you're davening that Hashem should save you from Esav. And Esav has the exact same schos of Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchok. So the Medrash answers, no, you know what Yaakov meant? Ela habocher b'darcheihem v'oiseh k'maaseihem. So what it means when I say Avi Avram and Avi Yitzchok, what's it mean that he's my father? What he means is, what I mean that he's my father because I'm b'ocher b'darcheihem v'oiseh k'maaseihem. So I think that is the question here, that when it says that the word Zera, Avram, that Esav is not considered Zera Avram, does it mean that he's being put away from being the family of Avram, but not necessarily because he's not Oisa Kamasayim, or is because he's not part of the nation of Avram, and the reason is because he's not Oisa Kamasayim, Nafkamina, by Yitzchok, that if it's a question of Oisa Kamasayim, so obviously, the Huadin, the Huatam, that just like he's not considered the nation of Avram because he's not Oisek Maaseihem, so too he's not considered the nation of Yitzchok. Whereas, if it's a question of family, so just because he's not part of Avram's family doesn't necessarily mean that he's not Yitzchok's family. That this question is really dependent on a different question. That when we say Zera, that are we speaking about a family issue, or are we speaking about a national issue? What's the nafkamina? That what's the halacha if a person is neither Mizera Avram? What is the halacha by Gerim? So the emes says that it's a machlokes Rishonim. That the Rosh in Dibur Maaskal also be Israel says that he's also begerim, and the Nemuki Yosef he says he's mutar begerim. That the emes says that it's a big shaila the way a ger is supposed to daven. That the Mishnah says in Bikurim that when a ger davens, so he says Elokei Yisrael. He doesn't say Elokei Avoseinu. But all the Bisharim say over there, that in the beginning of Bikurim, that is not the halacha, but rather he says, that rather a ger is also able to say, Avoseinu, even though it's not his father. And so they bring that it's machlokes in the Yerushalmi, and we pass in like the Tanaim, that a ger is able to say, Elokei Avoseinu. So it seems that there's three levels here. That there's one opinion that a ger can't even say Elokei Avoseinu. That's not even considered, Avram is not considered his father. That's not how we paskin. We do paskin that a ger could consider Avram his family, his father. And if Avram is his father, so he's his son as well. But says the Nemuki Yosef that just because you're his son doesn't mean you're his zera, meaning that there's a difference between the word zera and the word ben. If you would say ben Avraham, so that's including gerim, because that's referring to the nation, but the Zera, that's a more physical kind of term, and therefore it's referring to the family. Whereas the Rosh says, Nishtazei, the Rosh says that even the word Zera is a more general term, and it's also referring to the nation of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Gerim are equally Nichlal in Zera Avram, just like the people who are actually the physical Zera of Avram. So getting back to our Shaila, that with regards to Esav, that we had a Shiloh, what does it mean that Esav is not the Zera of Avram? We want to know, does it mean that on a family level or on a national level? And we said that's Pashtus totally in the Mashmais of the word Zera Avram, because it says, Ki b'yitzchak yikar l'cha Zera. So when it says Zera, does it mean that the family or does it mean the nation? Nafkamina b'gerim. So according to the Tzad, that the word Zera is referring to a family, so it only says that Esav is not the family of Avram, but that's not necessarily a reason that he shouldn't be the family of Yitzchak. Whereas, if the idea of not being Zera of Avram is that he's not part of the nation, like we brought from the Medrash of Boicher B'Darcheihem V'Esek Maaseihem, then that would be the opinion of the Rivash, that just like Esav is not considered the Zera of Avram, so too he's not considered the Zera of Yitzchak. So lemaisa halacha lemaisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says that anybody that whatever you do is good. A person should always do like his minig, and because it's too stark at studim, that is Esav considered Zera Yitzchak or not? Okay. Now we have the halacha of Shmuel that the Gemara brings down that Amar Shmuel halakeach klim in ha'umad levakroi v'nenas biyodoi chayav. that a person, so he's not sure if he wants to buy a certain chevetz. So he asks the seller that, could I take this home and try it out a little bit? And so the owner, the seller agrees. So he takes it home. And on the way home, it's nenas. So the halacha is it's chayv. So it doesn't say why it's chayv. So the Ran says that because kol hanash shaloi v'loi lemeicher, havalei kishoyal. They change it. It says kishmuel. It's supposed to say kishoyal. D'mishum d'kol hanash shaloi chayv v'einsin. So the emes is that it's machok z'shayna. That what else could we say? We could say that it's not because you're a shoyal, but rather because you're a lokach. That we say that you wanted to buy it, so we're saying you bought it. That if you want to give it back, you have the schus to give it back. But in the meantime, it's considered that you bought it. So the emes is that it's machlokes rishonim, that the Rashbam in Bava Basra Peiches Amud Aleph. So he brings that it's two perushim, that and also in Tosis over there in Peizayin Amud Beis. So he brings a machlokes rishonim that if the reason for Shmuel is because you're a shoyal, because kol hanash shaloi, or because you're a lekech. So the emes is that Tosis brings a shtak raya to his opinion. And that is because in the Peches, so the Gemara, it brings Shmuel's halacha, and right afterwards, so it speaks about a different story, and seemingly it's talking about a similar halacha. Then the story is as follows, that there was a person that went next to the river, and he wanted to sell kishuim. And so it became out of hand. People were taking too much, and he was worried that people are not gonna pay. So he said, Rabbi Isai, that all these kishuim, they're mukdashim l'shamayim. So the Gemara says that the halacha is that it wasn't considered hekdish because a person can't be makdish davar she'eino shaloi. Because these people who were going to take it, so they had the halacha of that it was nichnas l'shusam. And therefore, his hektish wasn't chal. So what do we see? We see that that the halacha of Shmuel is saying that you're a lokach. Because if you wouldn't be a lokach, so what's the halacha? If I give my friend something to be shoyal, and then I want to be makdishit, so says Tosfos, he brings raya that you are allowed to be makdishit. So from the fact that the Gemara says that you can't be makdish, is a raya that you're a lokach, and you're not just a shoyal. So the emes is that Tosfos wants to be doicha, that maybe it's not talking about the same case, maybe Shmuel Luchud and this story Luchud, but the pashtus is that from the fact that it brings them together, so it's coming to say that it's the same halacha, and therefore there's a kasha here that how could anybody say that the reason why you're chayev is because you're a shoyal? How does that shtim with the fact that the Gemara says that it's ene b'shusay, and therefore the meicher can't be makdishit? So this is a question that the Stipler deals with. By us in Simon Chav Dalet, and he says a very interesting teretz. He says he brings from the Rimagash in Bava Basra over there that the Rimagash says as follows: that what does it mean? What's the halacha that by a neitel kli amnas levakroi? So the emes is that from the time that the person takes it, so the meicher, he isn't allowed to be chayzer from the mekach. That as far as the meicher is concerned, so the mekach is finished. So right now, it's in the hands of the lokeach. If he wants to take it, he could. If he doesn't want to take it, he can't. So he's allowed to give it back. But mitzad the meicher is already mistalik from this chayfetz. So therefore, says the stipler, it could be that we have, that it's like a half of a mekach. That mitzad, the fact that it's eino b'shusay of the meicher, so it's eino b'shusay of the meicher, because mitzidoy, so he was meicher. But from the tzad of the lokeach, So was he really lokeach? So he's not sure. He has the right to decide that he wants something else. So says the stipler that because the lokeach has the right to be chayzer, so how can you be mechayev him mitzad oinsim? He can say that, you know, maybe I was really going to give it back. So I wasn't a lokeach. So says the stipler, that's why the Rishonim say that lokeach is not enough of a reason. Because he's not really lokeach, because it could be that he's going to give it back. So therefore you have to come out to the reason of kol hanash shaloi. So what's it say, kol hanash shaloi? That does alain, that he has the right to be going with the mekach, and like the Gemara says, that it's a zvina harifa, that it's a mekach that is interested in having. So therefore he's a shoyal, and therefore he's chayev v'einsim because kol hanash shaloi. So what's the tzad to say, nishto zeh? How could other Rishonim say that the mechayev is midin lekeach? Haray, we said that it's not mamish mekach yet, that you have the right to go back. So Rashi, in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Aleph, so he explains, that hoyol v'kitzei demayan, umashchon l'shem l'kicha, haray hen l'kuchin b'yodoy, Ad sheyeda she'enim lekuchim. So Zok Rashi that the pashtus is that you were lekeiachet right now. The pashtus is that it's peshuscha. Ad until the moment that you say I'm undoing the mekach. So until that second, so it's still in your shus. So what's going to happen if it's nenas? So now you can no longer say I'm going to give it back because there's nothing to give back, and because you missed your chance. So it was you were still a lekeach bizman ha'enas. So that is the shaila here, that when we do when you have a lekicha that you can go back to, so do we say that milchatchila it's a quasi lekicha, and therefore we can't be mechayiv you mitzad lekeach, and therefore you have to come out to shoya, or do we say that no, like Rashi says, that until you undo the lekicha, so you're bechezkas lekeach. Now the stipler, so he asked the following question, that it's mavur in our Gemara that the only time that a person is considered a shoya, that the person is chayev, is only by a zvina charifa, by azah mekach, that it's the hana's halakach, and it's not the hana of the meicher. Fact is stipler, that bishlama, if the reason why you're chayev ba'insim is because of shayal, so then we say that, so it's moving why you have to have zvina charifa, because the only reason why you're chayev is because kol hana shalai. But if the whole schus you have is to get a mekach, which is nothing to write home about, so then what's the hana? It's not a hana to be able to be going near a mekach if the mekach is not kedai. But fact is type, if the reason why you chayev v'ainsin is because of lekeach, so why she needs to be as being a harifa lemaisa? I took it. I wanted it. So the emes is that lulei the stipler, I would have said that maybe it's machalkis asukis. That maybe the sugya by us that says that he needs vina harifa, so it's really hot. It's midin shaya, and the sugya in Bechabasra that doesn't say that he needs vina harifa, so that's because it holds it's midin lakeach. But the ma'aseh in the Rambam we see nishtaze. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perak Dalet Halach Yudalet, so he brings down that it's lakeach. The lashon Rambam is that you need to be Yagbihenu kedei liknois as kulei. It's mashma furish that it's you have a kavanas kinyan here. And nevertheless, the Rambam says that you need a zvina harifa. So says the stipler that why is it if it's midin lekeach why is this halacha of the chiyav einsim only by a zvina harifa? So says the stipler. So Darfin Zogin that the only time that an ansahadi that a person is lekeach a chevet amenas to be kainet right now, that's only if it's a chevet that it's in his best interest to be kainet, because it's such a gevaldika mekach, so he's loaded to be kainet as soon as he can, and therefore from the onset already he has kavanas kinyan. So because of this hesber of the stipler, so he's miyashiv amar dekakasha that lemaisa the gemara by us. So it's medame the halacha of Shmuel of hanaital kli min ha'umen levakroi to a different halacha, and that is the halacha of halakeach kelim min hadagar leshagaron leveis chamav. So it's mashma that it's the same thing. Mashma that it's the same halacha. However, that the Rambam, even though that by us, so he says that he brings down the Gemara that it's only bezvina harifa. In the other case of leshagaron leveis chamav, so he doesn't bring down that it's only bezvina harifa. It's mashma that it's true by everything else. So it's a shverzach. The Gemara is mashma that it's the same. And the Rambam is mechalik, but the stipler says that alfi hazesber, so it's miyushav hetiv. Because why is it that we need to be speaking about zvina harifa? The only reason is because otherwise there's no reason why you should be interested in taking it. However, says the stipler, that's only by something which is totally bedaitoi, because a person is that he himself wants to think about something. If he wants to think about himself, then we can say that by something which is a gevaldika mekach, so the pashtus is he's lekeach amenas lelakchay. But, says the stipler, if you're totally b'dasachir, if right now it's not dependent on you, that you're hoping that your in-laws are going to like this, so it's no nafkamina if it's a gevaldika mekach or it's not a gevaldika mekach. The ma'ase, that you have kavana, that as long as they want it, so it's theirs. So b'kai gavna, says the stipler, even if it's not a zvinu harifa, but your kavana is to be lokeach it from the onset. So that's how the stapler is masber, that there's two mahalchim in the sugi here, that we could understand that the chi of einsim is because of a din shayal, or we could understand that the chi of einsim is midin lakeach, and it's going to be a nafkamina in how to understand why we need zvina harifa. That according to the tzad, that it's midin shayal, so it's very clear because why is it called Kol Hanashaloi? It's only called Kol Hanashaloi if you have the schus to do something which is gevaldik. But if it's midin lokeach, so why should it be that it's only if it's bezvina charifa? Says the stipler, because only b'kai gavdin that it's bezvina charifa do we assume that you have das kinyan from the onset. Now, what's the nafkamina between these two mahalchim? What's the nafkamina? Who cares if the chiyav einsim is midin einsim, or if it's midin shayel, or it's midin lokeach? So the simple nafkamina is going to be, what kind of einus are we speaking about? Because the halacha by a shayel is that mesa machmas malacha is pater, whereas by lokeach, so there's no such pater. There's a second nafkamina that's not clear la halacha, and that is that what if it's nisyakir? What if the price of the object changes between the zman ha mishicha and the zman ha ines? Because the halacha is that if it's lokeach, so then you're obligated from the time of the lekicha. Whereas by oinsim, by a shoyal, so it's machaikis and ksubas daflam and dalit, that when does a shoyal have to pay? Does it from shas shoyal or shas oines? So according to the tzad, the shoyal pays mishas oines, so then that'll be a nafkamina between these two pshatim, if it's midin lokeach or if it's midin shoyal. Okay, the last thing I want to speak about is the Gemara and the bottom of Amud Beis. It speaks about the mitzvah of Milah, and it speaks about the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, "Said Chas v'Shalom Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nitzrashu Min Amila Elakach Omar Emol Ve'Etzei Sakonahi." That he said that how could I give my son a Milah and then go travel? Haray, it's a sakana. Shenemar Vahi B'Yom Hashlishi B'Yosem Koyavim Emol Ve'Esha Shlishi Yomim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. So Moshe had a dilemma here, that on the one hand, that if he would do the milah, then it would be a sakana, and he would end up, that he might end up, that his son would die. And if he would wait, then he's being mevatel the mitzvah of leich shuv mitzrayim. So there's a kasha here that the Marsha brings down, b'shem the re'eim, rebellion mizrahi. This is, can be found in Shmoy's perek dalet, pasuk chav dalet, that what does the Gemara mean when it says sakanahi? That what is Moshe Rabbeinu, what heter does Moshe Rabbeinu have to say that I'm not going to do something because it's a sakana? Haray, that why is a person not mechuyev to be misakin himself? Because the pasuk says, v'chai b'hem. So because we darshin, v'chai b'hem, v'lo shiyamus b'hem. So therefore, a person doesn't have to be meiser nefesh. However, over here, this story of Moshe Rabbeinu was koyda matan Torah, and koyda matan Torah, so there's no chiddush of v'chai b'hem. So therefore, what permits Moshe not to do the mitzvah? So what's interesting is that there was no shaila here about the mitzvah of Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. That the whole shaila of Moshe was, am I going to do the milah or not? But that was pasha that he couldn't be mevatel the Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. So therefore the question here is, that is the mitzvah of milah going to be doicha sakana, or is the sakana going to be doicha the milah? So the Marsha, so he answers based on the Tosfos in Sanhedrin 9-Dalam Abbas. The Tosfos says that be'emes, that it's a svara. The fact that a person doesn't have to be meiser nefesh for the mitzvah Torah is really a svara, and nafkamina for goyim, that even though by goyim, that there's no pasuk of v'chai b'hem, the pasuk of v'chai b'hem was said to yidden, but nevertheless, by goyim, they don't have to be meiser nefesh, misvara. So why do we need a pasuk of v'chai b'hem, says Tosfos? Because if it wouldn't have been v'chai b'hem, we would say to learn out from the Gemal Chamorus. But by the goyim, even though it doesn't say v'chai b'hem, but nevertheless, they don't have to be meiser nefesh, misvara. So it's very geschmack. However, it's not muskum l'kuliyama that Rashi in Sanhedrin ayin dal mad aleph is mashma that misvara, a person is mechuyev to be meiser nefesh. Rashi over there is coming to explain the halacha of my chazis the dame didach sumach tfei, and Rashi says because haray, the only reason why a person doesn't have to give up his life is only because of v'chai b'hem. And why did the pasuk say v'chai b'hem? Because there's a Nefesh Yisrael, and over here in the case of Mechazes, so anyway, there's a Nefesh Yisrael. So what happens? So what happens is that there's no heter of v'chai b'hem. So according to Rashi, so why is the person chayev to be Meisa Nefesh for Shvichas Damim? Because there's no heter of v'chai b'hem. That's really the muskel rishon that you have to be Meisa Nefesh. It's just that v'chai b'hem takes away the fact that you have to be Meisa Nefesh. So it's Mavur and Rashi that be'emes misvara, a person is mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh. And therefore, according to Rashi, we can't answer like the Tosfos. So it's Shver Tzarek, the Kasha of the Reim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he says Sakanehi? Harei Koidem Atan Torah, Lechura, according to Rashi, there was no heter of V'chai B'hem. So there's a very interesting teretz here that the Chasam Sofer says. That the Chasam Sofer says, Zachara Adavar Pashit, that when we talk about being Moser Nefesh for the mitzvahs, so what does that mean? That means that I am obligated to be Moser my life to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. But there's no such thing as I am Mechuyev to be Moser somebody else's life to be Mekayim mitzvah Hashem. So in the case of Mila, so I have a mitzvah of Mila, and because I want to be Mekayim my mitzvah of Mila, so I want to take away my son's life. That, says the Chasam Sofer, there's no such thing. Mashal about Dar Edomer, so in the Shagas Aryeh, in Simen Tzadik Vav, so he speaks about the halacha of Asei Doich Halos Asei. He says that it doesn't pass to say Asei Doich Halos Asei if a person wants to eat matzah by doing zela. So but if the Asei Doich Halos Asei is coming al cheshbon somebody else, so it doesn't pass to say Asei Doich Halos Asei that all the gedarim of mitzvahs being doicha other mitzvahs is only ba'ofen that it's within one person, but I never have the right that my mitzvah should interfere with somebody else's life. That's l'chora, a very, very logical teretz that the Chasam Sofer says. So what's the problem? I saw it brought down in Chavetzelos Hasharan from Rav Mordechai Kalbach, that he heard, that he writes about this in Parshas Lech Lecha, that he heard b'shem Rav Chaim Kreisworth, that Rav Chaim Kreisworth was Medayik and Rashi, not like the Chasam Sofer. Vashtayin Rashi, the Rashi is in Chulin, Memzayin Amabes, and the Gemara over there is speaking about a story with Nosson HaBavli, that it says that there was a woman that happened a couple of times that she would give her son a Mila, and the son would die. And then, she brought her son to Rav Nosson HaBavli, and Rav Nosson HaBavli said, he saw that the baby was very red, and he said, you know what? I think that the blood is not nivla begufay, and that's why they keep on dying. So hamtini, then wait a couple of days until the baby becomes healthy, and then it'll be okay. So Rashi over there says, hamtini loy. So why should you wait? The ein lecha davar sha'omed b'fnei pikuach nefesh ela avelzara gilarais v'shvichos damim. So Rashi says that why should you wait? Because the mitzvah of Mila is not, a person is not mechuyev to be Moser Nefesh because we have the parsha of V'chai Bahem. Because we have the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh. So Rav Chaim Kreisworth was medayik that it's mashma in Rashi that the only reason why a person is not mechuyev to be mal his son afilu ba'ofen of sakana is only because of the regular halacha of Pikuach Nefesh. But we said, the Chasam Sofer says that really it has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh, even if there wouldn't be a mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh, because over here it's not Mesivas Nefesh, but rather it's murder. So it's Meduyak and Rashi that he argues on the Svara of the Chasam Sofer that Ilule, the heter of Pikuach Nefesh, that a person would be Mukhiv to be Mekai Mitzvahs, Afilu, Al Cheshbon, murdering somebody else. So the emphasis is, it's not the end of the world. A person could argue that Rashi, it's just saying a davar pashut. Everybody is familiar with the halacha of pikuach nefesh. He didn't have to come on to this einfeld of the Chasam Sofer. That over here, it's even more simple than pikuach nefesh. However, if we take the Rashi, the diuk of Rechaim Kreisworth as a proper diuk, so it could be that the machlekes here between Rashi and the Chasam Sofer is really a very sadistic dika machlekes. And that is, what is the gather of the mitzvah of Mila? Is the pshat of the mitzvah of Mila that it's completely the mitzvah of the father, and the son is merely an object to which the father does his mitzvah, or maybe not. Maybe, be'emes, the son himself is mechuyev to be mal, like we see that when he gets older, he actually does have to be mal himself. It's just that the Torah puts the obligation of the son onto the father, that the father should do it for him. So the emes is that the machlekes achrenim. In the Birkas Shmuel in Kiddushin, Simen Yud Ches, so he brings from the Rivash, that the Rivash is machalek between Pidyon HaBen and Mila. That Pidyon HaBen is be'emes, like we said. The Pidyon HaBen be'emes, that the son himself is mechuyev to be paida himself. It's just that the Torah puts the father in the place of the son to be paida him for him. Whereas by Mila, it's nishtazeh. The Rivash says by Mila, the ikar mitzvah is on the father and it's not on the son. And the mitzvah the son has when he gets older, that's a new mitzvah which is meschelish. Whereas in the Avnezer, in Yeradea, Simon Shinlametes, Sivkotentes, so he says, Nishtazeh, he says the Mila is just like the Rivash understands Pidyon HaBen, that milah is the ikar mitzvah is on the son, and it's the father's job to fulfill the mitzvah of the son. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that who is mechuyev in the milah? If the pshat is that it's the baby's mitzvah, so then the baby has a mitzvah here, and he theoretically is mechuyev to yemeisa nefesh. So if the baby is mechuyev here, so it makes sense that a father is going to be obligated to imal his son, that ilulei the halacha of mesiras nefesh. However, according to the Rivash, that the emes, that it's not the mitzvah of the son, then it's a regular murder. Then avada, the Chasam Sefer is gerecht, that even without the svara of mesiras nefesh, of pikuach nefesh, but there's no heter, that because of my mitzvah, I'm going to take somebody else's life. So if we put these, all the different Rashis together, so we're going to blab shver. The first of all, we have that the Rashi in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalid, that Rashi says that a person is mechuyev misvara to be meiser nefesh, and therefore that the rebellion mezachis kasha is correct, that he doesn't have a taina of sakana. And second of all, we said the Rashi holds that even when it comes to the mila of somebody else, that the fact that it's somebody else is not a reason that I shouldn't say that I shouldn't have a chi of mesiras nefesh. Because like Ramazbir, the Rashi holds like the Afnezer, that it's really the mitzvah on the son, and the son himself is mechuyev to yemeis nefesh. So if that's the case, so it's hajer kosher l'duchto. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Sakanahi. So l'chomer kosher daf min zogin, that when Rashi says that a person is mechuyev to yemeis nefesh misvara, that whole idea is only true la'achar matan Torah. However, koidem matan Torah, that even though, you're right, it wasn't yet said v'chai b'hem, but also this halacha that a person is mechuyev misvara, that also wasn't said. Dehainu, the chelak of what was nischadish in Matan Torah is that the muchlatus of the Torah, that from the time of Matan Torah, that everything has to go with the gidrei ha-Torah. That Nefesh HaChaim is mashbara, a similar idea about the fact that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, that there's a difference between koine Matan Torah and la'achar Matan Torah, legabe, when something makes sense. That if it would make sense to go against Gidrei HaTorah, so it depends. Koidem Matan Torah, a person has to do what makes sense. But La'achar Matan Torah, so that's it. That after Matan Torah, everything is set in stone, and the only way to get a heter is within Gidrei HaTorah. So, the pashtus, we could say that the being mesiras nefesh is another idea that it doesn't make sense that the Torah is going to be mechayiv me b'kai gavna, and therefore, that Koidem Matan Torah, even Rashi agrees that it's much a misfara. However, La'achar Matan Torah, because of the muchlatus of the Torah, then and only then, Rashi says that the only reason why a person doesn't have to be meiser nefesh on everything is only because the Torah says so.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.